Actually had a joke to start the episode off, but I don't remember it. So, yeah, it kind of sucks. I really wanted to say that joke.
Dang.
Damn. Well,
Are we back with the music?
this episode we are because it's a special episode. Sort of a celebration, one might say.
Okay.
In lieu of a celebration, I have a question for what Adam 22 is finna do now that all of his hosts and showmates left. Adam, what you finna do, bro? It's over. What happened? Ask AD. He'll let you. You gonna have Flocko on the Tuesday show. You gonna have Flocko on the Tuesday show. Are you good as far as the facts of the whole situation? Do you need any brush up? Alright. All right, let's cut past all of the niceties. It's episode 130 of the Big Podcast. I'm off about three gummies, popped two right before we started recording. Another one been activated since I got off of work. You know what I'm saying? I'm in my duffel. What's up with you?
I'm good. Just, you know what I'm saying?
How you feeling? How's your week been?
Interesting. To say the least, but also good because some good news arise to us. So.
Yeah, y'all. Sometimes, bruh, all the time, I'm hard on myself. I'm hard on Satara. You know what I'm saying? We're adults, we're parents. We gotta get done. My job is to make sure it gets done. But life, it can throw a lot of curveballs at you. You can just wake up and you just be like, what is going on? One day, you're carrying the baby. The baby's sleeping on you. Next day, we don't even know where the baby is because the baby has ran up the stairs and is playing in the room. And we in a meeting and we can't get up.
That sounds crazy.
That's the kind of stuff that we've been dealing with ever since our near 2-year-old has entered in the terrible twos. We finally found Nyla. A goddamn me daycare. Clap it up. Clap it up. Oh my God. You don't understand. Any parents say you just got a new job and you ain't got it right now. So you know what I'm saying? You make it do what it do. You know what the struggle is. We gotta do what we gotta do because we put this baby here. But goddamn me. I don't know what was going to happen if we would have made it to, like, where we actually start working and we still couldn't find no daycare.
I don't even want to know.
Nyla will be starting daycare. That'll just give her the chance to flourish and become probably even badder than she is. She's probably going to become more bad as a result to the daycare, but it's cool. Things like this just happen. I'm not going to waste any more time. No Jumper as we know it is over. The reason that you and I were watching No Jumper is, yeah, it's pretty much done. You can unsubscribe, bro. It's over. Subscribe to Figmunity World. On a serious note, though, you know, for the people that maybe you live under a rock, we talked about Adam 22 and his staff a couple months ago. You actually called it. And I told you you were wrong, and you were not.
I I told you so.
What made you think that the end was coming near?
Because who's going to put up with that? Each and every one of them are going to put up with Adam's crap. Being manipulative, trying to sway his story and make it about him. You're showing them who you really are as a person, and nobody's going to want to put up with that. So, yeah.
Just to fill everyone in, Adam 22 exposes his longtime co-host house phone, claims it's an accident. Somehow, even with it being an accident, didn't do anything to actually alleviate the issue. And somehow, him and house phone came into some type of tiff as a result of that situation. House phone leaves. Adam makes it clear that nobody's going to come up here telling me that I'm wrong about the situation because this is my business. He literally said this. Anytime somebody tried to sit down and just give him the, yo, you was wrong, the talk, like black people do. Yeah. Not white people, black people. Let's keep this in mind. He wasn't with it. It was noticeably friction at that point. This is the thing about the internet, and this is the reason why Adam is just now really taking a big L, even though he's a huge dick. Pause. The internet inhabits everyone. So fucked up people are on the internet. It's kind of cool and okay to be fucked up because there's somebody that's as fucked up as you are or more fucked up that is going to rationalize it. They're going to validate you and they're going to watch your videos.
That's true.
He's popular enough and people like him enough. They like his content enough to where it doesn't really matter what he does. He speaks in a way to where he's trying to position his narrative as the truth. He's one of those guys. Some people might say it's white-splaining. It's just a male thing. I don't think it's a white-splaining thing because there's a lot of black people that act like this as well. For the record, I don't think Adam's racist. I just think he's a dick.
He's racist. Yeah, I think he's definitely an asshole. 100%.
Adam claims he was losing money from the shows that he's chosen to run for 2+ years. Him and AD's dynamic isn't the best anymore. That's because AD holds you accountable and you just can't wrap AD around your finger. And I think that was the problem with a lot of things. Think about this. Adam's had not had anybody that really could compete with him as far as the views go ever at No Jumper. I'm not even going to say he's kept House Phone where he is. House Phone's where he's at because of House Phone. He's just not consistent all around. He would have had to change that to even rival Adam. And I think that's why Adam kept him around. Well, he's talented, but he couldn't do this anywhere else because nobody would keep up with the things that comes with the talent. So boom, he gets AD. He doesn't have a name in the content game. He made his name in the content game from being on The Jumper. Adam did give AD an opportunity. That's the thing. He gave all of these guys an opportunity because Duno, he was Duno, but Duno wasn't the podcaster that he is without No Jumper. They blow up. For a while, it was going well, but things kept happening to where it was like, damn, Adam, you fucked up. And we could see it. AD was talking about it. It was always spoken about, and it was never like, oh, we're going to just ride with it because we with him. It was always holding him accountable. With the magnitude of the things that have occurred in the last couple months, with Adam's employees holding him accountable in a way he's never had to be held accountable before, on top of the fact that he's losing money and the other shows are getting more views than the shows on his channel, he said, this is we making this a one-man thing again.
He didn't like to be told that he was wrong. He disagreed with that, felt away. House Phone left. I didn't think that he was gonna leave. And then after House Phone left, it just seemed like things just started to not be the same after that. Now he's whatever situation he got going on with AD replacing him on the Tuesday show. And then what happened with Lush?
Yeah, he fired that on camera, bro.
That was crazy.
He's orchestrated that, bro. All right, let's get into it real quick. Adam fired the other host on the Tuesday show because he spilled the beans about him replacing AD. Adam orchestrated all of this. He's orchestrated things like this before. I think every podcaster's like this. You kind of plan what you're going to say, especially with the clips now. You don't want to work as hard if you're editing or for your editor because, you know, you want it to look a certain way. Adam rehearses all of this, yo. This shit, like, hypes him up. The whole Kelpie situation with All Might. Everything would have told you that it's a possibility that that fight could have happened. That's what made Adam do the interview. because it was a possibility. He didn't do the interview thinking, oh, this is all going to be cool.
Yeah.
He did the interview to get the views that it got. Of course, you can't plan these things, but with a person that's manipulative and manipulates everyone around him, you set things up.
Would you say that he does anything for clout?
Yes, bro. I listen to people when they talk. I referenced the Lena the Plug interview again. I remember when Lena said, yeah, it kind of sucks when we're like on a vacation and we're all having a good time and he's like this in his phone. To be where Adam and academics are, you kind of have to be a weirdo. You know what I'm saying? You kind of have to be a tryhard, a sweat. Like, you're just not going to stop. You know what I'm saying? There was a time where House Phone was missing episodes and missing episodes. Yeah. Because I've been watching this for the last couple of years. And you know how I am with people. I just study them. Like, I just can't help but to just pick up people's habits.
Yeah.
So, House Phone, there would be times where he wouldn't show up. He would be ghosting the whole team. He was having to do something with taking care of his mom. But he wasn't communicating. Everybody's mad. Adam knows everybody's mad. And he, like, bro, that's what you do. Like, when you up, like, bro, I uploaded the thing about you predicting that No Jumper was going to fall apart because it's a higher chance of it doing numbers now that No Jumper's trending. You have to kind of orchestrate things in content creation. That's why bad people are so good at these things. It was actually House Phone's show, Disconnected. This Adam comes on here and he has a beater on. I guess he had just worked out. He doesn't even have a shirt on. He has a beater on. He comes on there and does a whole soliloquy about how irritated he is. The House Phone isn't showing up. We might really have to start reevaluating on if he needs to stay here or not. And he's doing this whole thing. And then House Phone's like, because of course, there's going to be a response to that when you have that many fans. Yeah. So all the fans are hounding House Phone. And House Phone is like, bro, I don't know what the Adam said to y'all, but we talked before the show even started. He was fine with it.
So wow.
He does things like this. People do, just like with the whole Flacco Lush situation when he told Lush to come fight. Bruh, Flacco was not going to fight Lush. They weren't going to fight.
Yeah,
Flacco was aware of the camera, and he was aware of the situation that it would catch this nigga off guard. That's why he did that. So, because all of the niggas on the internet, that's what they do. They don't, these niggas like, bro, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, this is all orchestrated. So,
yeah.
It's possible that Adam could have did all of this by plan. And because he just does things. When he does fuck shit, he has to have a way to, like, convince a small percentage or a percentage of people that it's not fuck shit.
Yeah.
So, I think he did the whole thing with Lush, the whole blow up, to make it seem like, I think he wanted to get rid of Lush. I think he wanted to get rid of the whole thing. And this was his way of doing it.
I don't think he should have got rid of Lush. Like, if Lush did do something, said something, released information, whatever, the least he could have done is say, hey, I'm going to give you a warning on this. I wasn't really feeling that. Don't do it again type shit. But,
all right. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Finish.
You just said, you're out of here. That's crazy to me.
That's not necessarily what happened. And let's put it into perspective. So, number one, this is content. So, we're all looking at it differently, but this is a job. This is Adam's he's become very rich from this platform. Okay? He pays people.
Mm-hmm.
This is a job. It's not a game. It's not a hobby. So, the equivalent, because, you know, what Lush did was he told company business to fans throughout the course of a 3-hour phone call.
Okay.
Hours after he learned this information.
That's
basically like taking a picture of your work computer when all your systems are up and putting it on Facebook. That's the equivalent.
Crazy. Yeah, that makes sense.
So
I dig it.
I don't think, of course, the way he did it was some bullshit, but that was just some content shit. Yeah. Just like when he came on to do the response about House Phone. He dropped a lush interview this morning or yesterday. He is a dick. Everything is for the content. You can't be mad because it's business. But as we move this conversation forward, when somebody does some shit at work, and you're letting off your grievances, and the response is, well, that's just business. How does that make you feel?
Okay, yeah, it is just business, but...
It's the way you do business. And I wanted to have this conversation because a lot of us shoot ourselves in the foot not understanding it's business. There's caveats to this thing. Because one would have you thinking that you have to people over to do business with a response like that. You don't. Now... Unfortunately, bro, it's a lot of ass with money in this country. You're going to deal with a lot of holes in business when you come from an environment where you have to make your own way. Like, bro, I remember one time I had two jobs at a point in time where I was working at a bakery as a dishwasher. Like, I felt like I was being disrespected to the point where I felt like I was going to do something to somebody. So that's why I quit. And I didn't have a plan B. And it eventually led to me being homeless because I ended up quitting my other part-time job because I thought I had a full-time job, but I never actually got the full-time job that would have replaced the income from those two jobs. The reason that I left was because somebody got in my face. You got to play the game how these people play the game. A lot of times when you get into these jobs, it's going to be somebody there. Their whole plan is going to be to try to figure out how they can get you out of there. Not even in corporate, bro, because I had this going on in the warehouse. People are weird. And...
before,
and we can get into that.
I don't really want to.
Okay, that's cool. There's people that will try to get you emotional because they know that we act off of emotion more times than not, so that they can put you in a light to show that, oh, you can't handle the job or you're just too erratic for the job. Believe it or not, you're gonna have to deal with bullshit in business to get somewhere. You don't live in a world where there's more good people than bad people. That saying has long since went out the door. People are tards. That's just what it is. And you have to deal with them and learn how to navigate with them in these jobs to get where you want to be in life. Now, it doesn't absolve them from not being good people. Some may think it does. There's definitely a group of people, even just content creators. There's a sector of content creators that people know that they're fucked up. DDG's family. They're on record for doing shady stuff to people. Weird stuff to people. Stuff that didn't have to happen.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? The DDG with the whole Germany girl situation. Like, that was, like, they're known for being a little messed up for people that are not in their circle. Joe Budden. Like, we know all these people. There's a lot of people that it's like, yeah, it's probably not the nicest person. You can say that and not just be tripping. Academics. You know, he went off on Rory and Maul the other day?
No.
Yeah. I do think it's important for people to learn how to navigate through that because you're going to come across it. I just would hope that, and this will never happen, I still hope that, like, people would strive to, like, just be good people. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of annoying nowadays that it's like the survival of the fittest is kind of normalized. Someone will just do you wrong and someone's response is, oh, they don't owe you anything. It's true. That is a given. That is true. But it shouldn't just be okay that a nigga fucked me over for his own doing. You know, going back to the Ja Morant situation, there are people out here asking, what did he do wrong? There's people out here asking that. Ja Morant says that the gun where he had in the video was not his. Okay. And there are people saying that, and there are people seriously wondering what he did wrong. As if there is no standard that you hold yourself to as a professional entertainer that's in a league that only a fraction of people get to be in. As if there aren't rules and regulations that you have to abide by when you have a job. I'm so tired of trying to make it seem like we can just do whatever we want and as if rules aren't there for a reason, bro. If you break a rule, you do something wrong. If you act out of the way that your said title or job position calls for, you're doing something wrong, bro. morality exists for a reason, bro. This is why we got to make sure we make it to service this weekend. There is no right or wrong. There is no line anymore. I'm not a gun owner. I'm not a gun. I'm not like a gun lover. But I wasn't born yesterday. And I can tell you that waving a gun around, someone else's gun around, in an occupied dwelling, meaning that if it's not your gun and you don't know that it's loaded, you don't know if that got a kick to it, you don't know if that a shoot if you just brush against it because it's not your gun, I would think that constitutes as bad gun owner practices. Yeah. Would you? I don't think we need to be certified to say that.
Right.
So how is that not wrong?
Oh, that's very wrong.
And it's not, bro.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
I will always talk about the fact that Americans as a whole need to choose better partners, because if we never talk about it and never address the situation, there will always be child support. There will always be high crime because there will keep being single parent households, but we're not addressing the root of the problem. I'll always talk about how it's stupid to say Charleston White is this, that, and a third, but praise Lil Durk in the next sentence. I'll always talk about these things. When you talk about things, you put them into the atmosphere. And I don't give a shit about being called a hater, because I think adults need to be held accountable. This is why we're here. Because the goddamn episode last week was called It's Not Okay. And here we are talking about it again. Because people think everything should be acceptable, bro. Dog. Just, no, bro. Yo, if you need rules to change for you to be somebody, and you need this to go this way and somebody to twist this and all that, you're a loser. And it's cool to be a loser, because guess what? You can win tomorrow. You don't have to put the rules on easy, bro. That's where everything gets fucked up. I hate this mentality. I hate it. And that's why I need to lose weight, because we're feeding into the mentality, kinda. I just had to say that. Let's continue.
What was your state of mind at that point?
I'm pretty much just trying to be free. Mm-hmm. I used that as an escape, which I shouldn't have.
What do you hear when you hear what Ja Morant just said? The reason why he did everything. What does that tell you?
He's not saying anything.
You're just doing him dirty, man. You're doing him dirty.
I'm not doing him dirty. I wanted to feel free. What do you mean you wanted to feel free on Instagram? What does that mean?
It means that he's going through a lot mentally. He has a lot on his shoulders.
Okay. When you put it that way.
You gotta look at it from a perspective that, number one, he's 23 years old. He's 23 years old.
Okay.
He's going through a lot. He probably got more money than anybody he's ever known in life. This is just my synopsis of what he's saying. This behavior is way of him trying to navigate through anxiety and probably a little bit of depression.
But you still know right from wrong.
Yeah, but
I feel like it's not an excuse, because you know what you're doing.
Well,
you're aware of what you're doing.
Of course, but we got to talk about these things, because people go through these things and somebody will just shit on them. But nobody will sit there and actually try to talk to him about what he's going through and see where it went wrong. Because he's obviously an exceptional individual with the place that he's in at life at this young age. He's just young. You know what I'm saying? He probably doesn't have the best people around him. And Satara, you got to realize, think about this. Imagine me going through what I went through with anxiety, and we had hundreds of millions of dollars. Do you remember the bad financial decisions I used to make when I would just be too tight and unhinged?
Yeah.
Yeah. These things, bro, it's just magnified. And everybody has a way of expressing themselves. Some people don't have sense. He's 23 years old. You know what I'm saying? Everybody reacts differently to different stresses and things like that. The reason I really wanted to bring this up, you got to realize that, I think I said this before, just because you're going through stuff mentally doesn't mean that it's not your doing or it's not something that you should fix or have the ability to fix. I hope that the people around him are going to be there for him. Of course, he's responsible for himself, but there's people around him. When you have a life like that, you can't just be present in all aspects of life. You have to get taken care of in some aspect because a good amount of his life is basketball. So it's probably a lot to deal with, you know?
It's just crazy.
A lot of the crazy stuff that people are doing out here, I would say that it's from a mental health issue because I deal with mental health. I know how it can be manifested.
Still not giving me an answer.
I just gave you the answer. Women get so defensive when they're called out on
because
something?
You don't want to be honest. You don't want to deal with the truth.
We just don't want to deal with it.
Exactly. Why is that an issue?
Because we kind of want to do what we want to do, and we don't see you guys. Men complain about things that are just sometimes just why. Why are you upset about it? You do. And I feel
because
like
there's something
for
wrong.
For me.
And the only way to communicate and fix things is to address it.
I don't like to be told
and deal
that
with it and fix it.
I don't like to be told that I'm wrong. I don't
that's
when I'm wrong.
That's established.
When I find out that I'm wrong about something, okay? I get agitated. And that's why I guess I get defensive because I just want to do what I want to do. And no, it's not always right, but I just want to do what I want to do. And when you call me out, it makes me defensive because I don't even understand why you would be calling me out.
I'm not alarmed by what she says. I'm not triggered because I'm fully aware that this is how women think and this is how women act, especially nowadays. I kind of because at least she's saying it, and she's keeping it 1,000. A lot of y'all will make up this alternate reality to where you are never wrong. A nigga is this, that, and the third when he tries to hold you accountable. And then you telling a nigga that what he's worried about don't matter. Now, if she said this to me and I was her significant other, it's up. The problem that I have with people nowadays is people make up these alternate realities. Their situation is different and there's a reason why this isn't working and this is that. And it's not me, but I'm in the center of all of this. But it's not me that's f***ing it up. We live in this culture where it's okay. So we'll entertain this bull, like these made up stories. And it's not that complicated, bro. A lot of either is or it isn't. You do or you don't. You want to, you don't want to. You're going to try, you're not going to try. All this in the middle bull. Oh, I don't know. You know, I don't know why I'm not successful. I've been trying, even though I don't put in any work. These, all of that that you be trying to do on the internet, that you women be trying to do to bruh, get that shit out of here, bro. Seriously though, I sound like some single shit. She sound real single to me.
Yeah.
Cause who's putting up with that?
Right. Does she mean like if you're like in a you're talking about like some kind of situation, like or conversation or whatever, like something that she's doing in particular?
You see what she doing? She trying to qualify it.
I'm not trying to qualify.
We're not talking about anything specific, anything particular.
Okay, well, let me
We're talking about what we talking about. I farted last week. She farted this week.
No, I didn't. So, yeah. You are such a liar. It was one of those ones that didn't even come out. So he's cap, all cap.
So what you about to yourself? You about to
yourself? No.
What you mean it didn't come out?
I moved a certain way where it didn't want to come out.
So. Wow. So we got, all right, we got to get a new chair. That's crazy. But keep going.
I think a lot of women are
Narcissist?
Nah, I mean, I guess you can say trained in a way of thinking that way, that they're always right. They don't want to be wrong. It's their way or the highway. I've been around several other women like that.
Have you ever acted like that?
I have acted
like that. Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
I have acted like that 100%.
What made you change?
You. You really explaining to me said situation, how you felt, you know what I mean, in that situation and how it made you feel in that situation. Mm-hmm. That made me look at things a different way. A lot of women are trained to think exactly like that. It don't matter what the man thinks. It don't matter how the man feels. It's all about let the woman do what she wants to do. It's her house. You just there.
And I don't really like to talk about marriage because we are not married. I've never been married. But just being from a family that has had a lot of divorces, this is why marriages don't work. Not even being from a family, just being around. I've seen my friend's parents divorce after them being together our whole life. I've seen a lot of people divorce. It comes down to communication. And I'm not saying it's the woman's fault because, of course, I'm not in the marriage, so I wouldn't know. But you spend enough time around somebody in a relationship in their house, and around that 8th hour, you'll realize whether or not they like each other or not.
Oh yeah.
Like once you see a nigga hit one of these, they don't fuck with each other. Once you see like, a woman looking at their man like when he talking to somebody else and he's having a good time, that household is in turmoil 24/7. Women are raised like that because we was, you know, I know a single mother brigade, you know what I'm saying? Still going strong with the single mother brigade. I wish we would do better for the kids. And I don't just say that. I'm not trying to bash single mothers or single fathers. I was raised by a single father. But let's just call facts facts. Because I went through what I went through because my parents should have never met each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, just straight up, bruh. Yeah. Because that's what it is. We got to do better. I think it all comes down to relationships. That's why I talk about relationships. Because I don't have relationship problems. We going to figure out what we got to do with us. But it's like, I just see the way that we work. And I just feel like if other people cared about the person that they was with, or chose to be and procreate with people that they care and love, that it just would be so different, bro. There's times when, like, if something's going to happen and it's going to affect Nyla and it doesn't have to, I'm hot.
Oh, yeah,
100%. I'm hot because she didn't do nothing to deserve that, bro. Yeah. Like, I grew up, I remember, because they talk about this thing, these things. Or actually, there's someone that talks about these things, and I want to get her name because it's like this girl lives in my head. She was talking about how, for a lot of people, anxiety comes from being told, shut the up when you're a kid. How you feel. Stop telling people how you feel. You don't have feelings, a kid. Yo, you realize people used to say this to us. Not you, but other niggas, you know. People used to say this like, you don't have feelings. You don't got no business.
So go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, say what you're going to say.
I was going to say, could that come from also being told, you need to do this, you need to do that?
Hell yeah. It makes you insecure and it makes you second guess yourself. She goes in on all of the things that you try not to think about that, you know, bothered you at a certain time as a child, still sits with you. She talks about all of that.
Wow. I probably cried. Yeah.
There's been times where, like, I haven't been feeling the best and I done logged onto Twitter and I'm like, damn, bro.
Yeah.
Us, 35 and younger, the reason that we are the way that we are and we're so weird is because nobody listened to us growing up. Just didn't want to hear us talk. Just shut up, little. Don't nobody care about what you got to say. And the people that have anxiety that, like, I know what they went through a little bit and I can see where it comes from. A lot of people would sit, try to drill into my head that you shouldn't be mad about the position that your parents left you in. Not put me, left me in. You want to hate for the person that made a mistake and is not there to fix it so much because you don't want that to affect a person, even though there's no way that you can stop that. And you want to believe that you can force the feeling of bitterness from someone that fully deserves to be bitter and angry for at least some sort of time. What you do is you basically make that person or teach that person to take their feelings or certain emotions and put them on a shelf and not deal with them. That's why we have a generation of kids that won't even, bro, like, this shit, like, you know, I can't deal with most of this shit. Like, shit is so bad. A motherfucker, you can't even have a face-to-face with a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's... Because I will purposely not talk to somebody so I can talk to them in person. And it's like, before you get to a person, if they don't want to talk to you, they're going to do something to make it so y'all can't talk. So, oh, they're going to run and tell somebody a story to make you look bad. So, whatever you do from there, you look crazy. Yeah. That comes from, shut your ass up, don't nobody care about you. That's don't nobody care about you. Don't nobody care about what you got to say. Right. Don't nobody care about how you feel about this. You ain't putting in on this. You ain't da da da. You ain't na na. All of that. All of that shit was wrong, bro. Yeah. All of that shit was wrong. Nobody's talking down to niggas for doing it. It's a fact that it was wrong. Making a fit child feel less than. Making a child feel like, oh, I'm a kid, so I'm a grown-up, so I could kind of do whatever I want to you. You can't do nothing about it. That's literally what people would say. This is what we have nowadays. This is why people can't communicate. This is why people can't talk. Because we was raised by people who wouldn't communicate.
Yeah.
Neither of my parents. These niggas won't talk. Dead wrong.
Yeah.
Done said they dead wrong. Won't have no conversation. And you just got to sit with that. You got to sit with that. And you got to figure out how to navigate through it. People wonder why niggas have outbursts. And not me, because I've come a long way. But you wonder why somebody like Ja Morant, you wonder why some people act out. And that's not, it doesn't make it right, but you wonder why. That's why.
It's just messed up because it's like, it's your kid. Like, it's somebody, this is your, like, your kid, your children you're talking about here. It's not just any old body.
Yeah, but you gotta think about it. I'm all about energy. I'm all about how you feel about something is gonna affect the way that you do it. So think about you having a kid from somebody you was just trying to get a nut off on. And ghost after that. Think about that. And you obviously have to be someone that's not accountable for yourself, because that's some crazy. That's a crazy mindset to think of. Like,
wild ass mindset.
This is, but yeah, this is what, bro. It's me in this era. It's I'm getting what I need to get for myself, and that's it. That's why people are the way that they are, because they feel like they're entitled to that. Even if they got to go through you to get it. That's the thing. That's another thing why the communication ain't there. A lot of people don't feel like they owe you communication.
That's crazy.
Which is crazy. Bruh, this is why I choose to be by myself. Because it's like, I'm all about the little things. Because if you can't get the little things right, it's going to get ugly when we get to the big things, because you really going to show you don't give a fuck. But that, see me, and I think it comes from, you know, the way that I grew up. Like, I don't, because I feel like it was like people, like I feel like I had to be taken care of or like put around people that really ain't want to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like, they kind of have made it a point to, like, make me feel that while they was doing it. It's like, yo, I ain't asked to be here. And I ain't asked you to do this either.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So, I'm not really about to be around nobody that ain't 100% for me. Sometimes it get me in trouble, because sometimes I take stuff too serious. Most of the time, though, I take it too serious because I can see what it can lead to, and most of the time it does lead to bad things. So yeah, I think that's like, I definitely carry the way that I was treated as a child, how I carry myself as an adult, because I feel like a lot of us, a lot of black boys, that I was disrespected a lot and tried because I'm a black boy, and it's all going to be my fault at the end because I'm the boy. So
that's crazy.
Yeah, but that's, bruh, this is what a lot of black boys deal with. Why do you think these niggas are so mad and they want to pull up and shit? They've been being told shut up all their life, smacked in the back of the head. Man, I used to get smacked in the back of the head so much. Smacked in the back of the head. Oh, because you like, that's the thing, like, you know, in like with the dynamic with, you know, a lot of adults, I don't know if you went through this with your mom, but it's like, nah, don't talk, nigga. Don't say nothing. Like, I'm talking, don't say nothing. Don't dispute what I'm saying. If you dispute what I'm saying,
nope,
I'm on you. Yeah, that's what a lot of kids have to go through. That's why some people be so, like, worried about other people's opinions, because you grew up with people telling you, oh, you need to do this, you need to do this. Oh, that's bad. That's not good enough. That's what, especially with girls.
Yeah.
Bruh, I'm not gonna get into it. We gotta treat these kids better. We gotta treat these kids better, because we're just gonna be more fucked up and more fucked up, and everyone will be running around, what's going on? What's going on? And we're gonna turn around and see that you gave the little nigga an iPad for an hour and told that nigga to leave you alone.
That's crazy.
And now we wondering why these niggas is antisocial.
Right.
Won't be my kids, won't be our kids, so whatever.
Wait a second.
Wait, she's still up?
Do I see what I see, yo?
Well, looks like we have to end. Kid doesn't have a diaper on. All right. Well, that's the big podcast. We'll talk to y'all next week.